Hey, brother, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Good. I'm pleased to hear it. I am very well. I'm
Yeah,
very well.
my finite and infinite self are becoming one.
Oh, wow. What a great place to be.
It's pretty incredible, man.
Teach me everything you know.
I think it's
Yeah.
quite the opposite.
How are we doing, guys?
Real
Good.
good.
Got
How you doing?
Misha, Rebecca. Okay, nice. Reese, the little. We're gonna wait a few more minutes for everybody to jump in. As you guys may or may not know, I am in Iceland right now. So I'm gonna do my best to guide you guys through this, whilst also being mindful of the fact that I'm in a hotel room. So the noise
Got
portion,
it.
as you guys will be encouraged to be able to be in a space where you can make some noise and move around. Obviously, some of you guys that are on already, Mr. Alexander, Mr. Decker, you are familiar with the process. Reese, Mr. Fisher, and John, I don't know whether you guys have caught any of the replays of these sessions so far. No?
No.
Okay. So what you're going to need to do is be in a place where you're able to make some noise and move around. Obviously, you've got headphones on, Reese. That's perfect. Some wireless ones so you can stay connected to the music and to the instruction. But yeah, you are going to want to be somewhere where you can make some noise. Mr. Little, what about you, sir? Are you in a place where you can move around and make some noise? Do you have headphones as well? Oh. No. Silent jumps in. There we go. Mr. Little, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Tim? I had some technical difficulties there.
Okay, I'm well. I was just saying to the guys, looks like you got some headphones in, so that's good. Are you in a place where you're able to move around and make some noise?
Yeah, well, I'm in a hotel room. So.
Perfect. Chose other hotels around. If you get kicked out, you'll just have to go into another hotel, book another room. You'll get a knock on the door. I think you're smashing up the place. But that's not what you're going to be doing, so don't
Okay.
worry. So as you guys know, I'm assuming you guys know, this series is on grounded masculinity. Were you guys aware?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I think I'm frozen. I don't know what happened. I was just saying, are you guys aware that this series is on grounded masculinity? Mr. Little, Mr. Reese. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I'll explain a little bit about that in a moment. Jeffrey, how you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Very well. Very well indeed. Okay, so in a moment, guys, I'll lock the room in about 5 minutes. Before that, I'd love to hear a quick win from each of you for this week so far. And then I'll go into explaining a little bit about what we're going to do today and how this also feeds into the other episodes of this series, because you are more than likely going to want to go back and experience some of those because these sessions have ramped up with intensity really over the past few weeks. So, and then we'll get into the work. We'll be going through a couple of processes, two or three processes. They will take about, just depends on what comes up for you guys, but honestly, no one really knows. You can never tell what is going to happen and what's going to come up for you during them. But typically, we'll go through those for half an hour-ish. We'll see. Then from there, we can open up some questions from you guys and any comments, questions, feedback you may have. We can dive into that as well. Okay? So, on that note, wins. Give me a win for the past week. Don't be shy. I'm not falling for anyone's shyness. Mr. Fisher, just speak up. Just go for it, brother.
I'll go. So a win I had just last night is, you know what? I felt myself going into stick mode with my daughter. And the acknowledgement of it kind of pulled me back from it. And I'm starting to do that class that was recommended by Arthur a little while back on, you know, being an alpha parent, you know, basically like a masculine dad. And to take that breath and just slow the fuck down and not react was huge. So to me, that's a big, big, big win because, you know, in that class, which I highly recommend to all you guys, you know, it talks about how when you were a kid, you just looked at what your parents did, which I know I did, and just emulate, which is yelling and screaming and everything else bad. And all it does is fuck up the relationship, you know, and I don't want that. So it's a huge, huge blessing.
Oh, nice, brother. Well done. I'm happy for you and for your daughter. Good work. Who else? Who's got a win?
So guys, anyways, my name's Mark and Mark Fisher. I've not even spoke with Andy, like on my, I guess I've done my onboarding call. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to be on this video, but I just, I just can't wait to like move forward with the Brotherhood. So like, I'm just here. I don't know if I'm allowed to be here. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be here, but.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll deal with the fallout when everybody says, why were you here? We'll be like,
okay.
Great. Gotcha. Worth it. You're here.
But anyways, big win. We had another vacation, like another weekend away. They used to be shit shows. They used to be screaming, fighting. And like, I just man up and use all the tools that the activation method have given me and watch my wife follow me and the kids follow me through the airport. Emotionally, a very big win for me as the leader, right? Nice. I will not be able to stay like on video this entire phone call, and I am not in a place where I can jump around, and I apologize. I didn't know what to expect, okay. But I'd like to listen to it if that's okay. And I do kind of have some questions at the end if I get a chance to ask them. Had a major shit fest yesterday after the vacation, and I'm not sure why it kind of happened. And I handled it pretty well. I was a lighthouse. I validated for a good 30 minutes, but when the shit just kept coming, I fucking snapped, and it wasn't the right way to handle that. But you know what? She got over it pretty quick. So I'm just curious to hear what you guys got to say, and I'm here to listen. So it's a pleasure to meet every one of you.
Oh, thank you, brother. It's a pleasure to have you here. Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, when I introduce what we're doing in a moment, it kind of ties into how you can handle shit tests anyway. So maybe that'll answer some of the question for you. What else? A couple more wins.
I have one coming out of my quarterly call or quarterly meeting last week that I was trying to implement, and it's basically just giving up, you know, those two drinks a night to take the edge off and try to not do that. And I've done a really good job of it over the last week, which has been good. I'm excited about it. So
well done, brother. Well done. That's a nice win, that's for sure. Mr. Little, what about you?
Kind of the same thing as I think it was Jeff. There was the other night, my wife just started attacking my character pretty much, and I started going into deer mode, and I just took a breath, calmed down, and ended up diffusing it. She was pretty worked up regarding my ex-wife, and which is our biggest issue. And but yeah, I came up with a solution without going full deer mode, and it worked out pretty good. And the next morning when we got up, she was in a great mood, and still is. And she's, but you know, got to keep working on it. It's been my biggest issue since I started the activation method. So, but also, Reese, I'm doing 2.5 months. I'm not having a drink. Same thing. Like, I usually have a couple a night. I'm doing that until I go to the reset in end of November. So I'm like 3 weeks in now. So it's feeling pretty good. So
is that the UK reset?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm leading that one. Quite fun. Oh, nice. Fantastic. Jeffrey, what about you?
Talking about the wins for the week?
Yeah, a win. Should be your biggest win.
Past couple shift tests have been super bad. For me right now, I think staying out of gear mode, man.
That can be tricky, right?
When it's not a solid habit all the time, just yet. So you catch yourself, and then sometimes it's after the fact a little bit, right? So noticing that more has been pretty huge. That's something that's happened like last week and into this week, where I can catch myself a little bit, take a breath, go for a walk, figure it out, and come back in and reassess what's going on.
Nice. Well done. So this series on grounded masculinity, the reason why I wanted to take you guys through this is because for you guys to be the wolf, right, to be in that space where you're wise, open, loving, fierce, it requires you to be in your body and not in your head. Okay? But when you're in your head, it's far easier to fall into deer, defend, excuse, explain, react, right? Because when you're in your head, you feel busy. Typically, you can feel more chaotic. Your mind can be more scattered. It's a prime recipe for reaction, right? When you're living in your head. Whereas when you're in your body, there's a lot more groundedness that you experience. Imagine developing deep roots, right? When you're able to be more in your body, those roots strengthen and you feel a lot calmer, a lot clearer, a lot more confident. Okay? So, essentially, all the opposite, everything that's the opposite of deer and everything that precedes you being wolf, right? And this isn't a logical thing. This isn't a thing for you to understand. It's a thing for you to experience, right? The point when Jason was saying, I just took a breath. Why do you think that worked for him? It worked for him because he took a breath. And it got him out of a fight or flight mode, a reactionary place in his head, and gave him a split moment to pause and calm down. And there's a lot of brain science that's linked to, you can apply to this, okay? Different brain waves, right? When you're in fight or flight or fear, the brain waves tend to be more scattered. Equally, when you are calmer and you're in your body, whether it's through meditation or whatever, it breath work or taking a walk in nature or whatever it may be, right? Or even some of the exercises I'm leading you guys through, the brain waves are a lot more coherent. they're a lot less erratic. There's a real good, and you guys can Google this stuff. Google heart and brain coherence if you want to look at any of this stuff. Heart and brain coherence is essentially about your, there's an institute called HeartMath, the HeartMath Institute. They've studied a lot of this and they've applied a lot of science to the coherence between your head and your heart, essentially. And when they are coherent and working together, you're calmer, you're steadier, and so on. More grounded, right? So we have shared a lot of tactics and tools with you guys to be able to handle shit tasks, to understand the psychology of them, to understand what to say, to understand how to be more playful. A lot of the different tools and tactics, which are great, okay? Now, what supersedes all of that and is the foundation of that is the space and the energy that you actually exist in and come from. Because you can have two guys, one guy that is in his head and more erratic, and you could give him the best playbook on handling shit tests in the world. Like, this playbook could be the playbook to just transform any woman's shit test into seduction. And you could have another guy who is calm and grounded, but isn't erratic, and you give him one or two lines to use. And these lines are, they're okay. Nowhere near as good as this guy's playbook over here. But it's all about the man that is then applying this, right? The guy that's more grounded is going to be the one that's going to have the biggest effectiveness, because the people in your life feel what you say more than hear what you say. So when you're able to be grounded and firm and confident, communicate from that place, oftentimes you'll say way more by saying less, and that calmness and that confidence will be felt, versus the erratic guy, the ungrounded guy, who's wavering and trying to find what to say and saying it, but it's coming from a place of insecurity. Right? So what I've been leading you guys through over the past few weeks is different exercises for you to experience grounded masculinity, for you to experience being in your body. There's been three sessions so far. This is a four. Now, a lot of this, these practices are based in a school of therapy, I guess you could call it, called bioenergetics. Okay. Now, some of the premise of bioenergetics is what you think in your mind, you feel in the body, right? We've spoken to you guys about that a lot. And part of the issue for some of you guys in the past, especially you guys have been to a reset and have been doing other things, part of the issue has been you've suppressed yourself. You've felt angry, or you've thought, or you felt frustration, or whatever it may be from certain thoughts. Because you've not known how to express it, you've held it in and pushed it down and pushed it down. As a result, for a lot of guys, what happens in that place, typically they withdraw, then erupt in a relationship. They just withdraw themselves emotionally, and eventually they erupt something that really wasn't a big deal. And people around are like, where did that come from? It's because it's been bubbling beneath the surface for so long, right? Or what happens is you can have moments of success where you should feel really happy, but you just don't. And you don't understand why. And you may start asking things like, what's wrong with me? I should be happier. And then shame sets in. And then you feel worse. And a cycle continues. And then it's more likely for you to want to drink, or there's various vices, be it work, porn, drink, food, drugs, whatever it may be, right? Sex. So part of this, the idea of what you think in your mind, you feel in your body, and what you resist, kind of what you suppress, persist, what you resist persists, rather. It's the trapped emotion stores in your body through muscular contraction. So you guys have heard me tell this story before. There was a time for me when by all accounts, has been very happy, right? I had ticked a lot of boxes, achieved a lot of things I wanted to achieve, and life was great. But for some reason, it wasn't landing for me. I wasn't feeling the joy. And then I felt worse. And as I went into it, I went through some processes, what I began to realize was there was a lot of sadness and actually frustration as well, anger, that wasn't expressing, that wasn't processing. Now, sadness gets trapped in your diaphragm, okay? That's what is your diaphragm is involved in, the sob reflex, right? When you cry, when you really cry, you'll feel it coming from your chest and your diaphragm. I felt heaviness in my chest. Because I wasn't allowing my diaphragm to move. I wasn't allowing myself to sob and to cry. So it started tension. But equally, on the flip side of the sobbing and the crying is laughter, joy. Your diaphragm is also involved in you really laughing and enjoying life and having some belly laugh, you know, big, deep, loud laughs that just crack you up and they're infectious, right? So without giving myself the permission to express the sadness that I was feeling, I also couldn't experience the joy that I wanted to experience. So by going through some of these processes, I was unable to express it. And as a result, then opened myself up to a lot of joy, right? Now, like I said, some of you guys whose session, this is the first session, how you find this, you may then want to go back and do the other one as well. I don't want you to judge what comes up for you guys in this process. You may find it strange. There may be noises that you want to make, and you kind of like, I make those noises? Why do I want to make that noise? Be it a groan, a sigh, a shout, whatever it may be, right? My advice to you would be to not judge yourself and not question yourself. Give yourself permission and freedom to feel whatever comes up and allow whatever comes up, okay? Your body is going to want to move in certain ways. One of the keys of this work is vibrancy. You're going to create vibrancy in the muscles and in the body, vibrations, okay? That's a sign of vitality. We want vibrations. Vibrations help energy to flow. Emotion is energy in motion, right? So we want that. It's a good thing. So if you feel like your body wants to go and move in certain ways, that's okay. Let it. Don't resist it. Let it. Again, you may think, oh, this is weird. Oh, I can't go there. I can't do this. You might get scared. My advice is just to come back to your body and allow your body to go where it wants to go. Your voice. Your voice is a huge gateway within this kind of work. I'm going to be giving you prompts to express, to breathe with an open, with a soft jaw, because all emotion is expressed with a soft jaw. Laughter, crying, whatever it may be, call soft jaw, not clenching. Typically clenching is when you're holding on. Jaw gets tight, right? You've experienced tension in your neck and your traps. I used to experience a lot of it. I'd go for massages all the time, never used to get rid of it. And what I began to realize, and what your body's always talking to you. I'll just kind of preface with that. Your body's always communicating with you. And when you have tension in your neck, it's typically because you're torn. Your head wants to go one way, your heart wants to go another. So maybe you're living in your head, pretending people pleasing, doing certain things, but really want to be over here. That'll store tension in your neck. Right? So as we go through this, like I said, your voice is going to be a gateway, whether it's a groan, a shout, sigh, whatever it may be, go there. Let your voice be heard. Okay? For the moment, we're going to get into it. So you're going to want to have some headphones on. Ideally, they're going to be wireless, so you can be on the floor and be away from the computer. I'm going to want you to be able to position the camera from your laptop in a way so I can see you. You're going to be laid on the floor. So you're going to want to position it on the floor. And then I'll tell you what position to be in. The first exercise will just be a bit of a warm-up round where we'll just go through some breathing and generate some vibrancy in the body. And then from there, we're going to go into a standing process. And there's going to be a couple of processes there. And one of them is going to be related to boundaries. And the other one is going to be related to embodiment, really embodying who you are and yourself. So any questions or concerns at this point? I've just shared a lot with you guys. If not, if you're all good, just give me a thumbs up. Has anyone got any reason why they don't feel like, yeah, I bet Brandon, Jason. Anyone got any reasons why they don't feel like they should do this or they don't feel comfortable doing this? Anything I need to be aware of? No? Okay. Okay. Well, one moment. Okay, so perfect. So good stuff, Mr. Decker. So what you're gonna want to do, guys, is lay on the floor. You're gonna have your hands by your side. You're gonna have your knees at about a 45-degree angle. So perfect. Take your socks off if you've got any socks on. So you're going to want to be able to generate a bit of tension between your feet and the ground. Otherwise, you might slide if you've got socks on. And you're not going to need a pillow just yet, so you can keep the pillow to your side, guys. If you've got a watch on, just make sure you take your watch off. Don't know whether you're going to want to take a belt off if it's restrictive with your breathing or not. You guys can make that decision. So in a moment, what we're going to do is you're going to just breathe in through your nose and you're going to take a very slow breath that fills up your belly. Keep breathing in, let it fill up your rib cage, and then let it fill up your chest, okay? You're then going to exhale through your mouth and you're going to take a very drawn out exhale with a soft jaw, okay? So it's going to go something like this. You're breathing through your nose. So getting into the rhythm with that, guys. So that exhale is very important with the noise as well. Whatever the noise is for you. And make sure you exhale very fully, like completely full. And then go back to the inhale at the bottom of the breath when the inhale then kicks back in, okay? Vibrancy will be generated at the bottom of the exhale. So it's very important that you actually exhale fully. And then as you do this, as you inhale, what you're going to then begin to do is you're going to pull on the balls of your feet and you're going to arch your lower back a little bit. This is going to start to generate some tension in your legs, in your thighs, okay? That's on the inhale. Then on the exhale, you're going to push forward onto the balls of your feet and thrust your pelvis a little bit, not too much, just a little bit. So you're going to be doing this rocking motion, essentially back and forth on the balls of your feet, tension the balls of your feet. It's going to start to generate tension in your thighs. And then we're just going to go through various rounds. There's going to be a few minutes of doing this, okay? So Jeffrey, put your hands by your side. Reese, put your hands by your side. Perfect. So again, big breath in through your nose. Again, as you breathe in, pull on the balls of your feet, arch your back a little bit, breathe out, push on the balls of your feet, and then thrust a little bit. Okay, so you're on rhythm, guys. Here we go. So as you do this, go to your own rhythm. As you go through the next few minutes, you might find that your rhythm changes, your pace changes. Maybe your hips start to raise. Maybe your knees start to move in and out. Allow the vibrancy to be generated in your thighs. Allow your body to begin to move in the way that it wants to move. Allow your voice to be as loud as it wants to be. Yeah. Soft jaw, Jeffrey, on the exhale. Oh, nice and soft. Speed it up if you want to speed it up. So, Reese, on the exhale, push on your tip on the ball of your feet, Reese, and thrust up a little bit. On the inhale, arch your lower back a little bit. Stuff, Jason. Use your voice, guys. Use your voice. Big breath. Big inhale. Big exhale. Stuff, Brandon. Jalen, Jeffrey, stop y'all. We'll be right back. Feeling good, Brandon? Okay. Last few breaths, guys. I want you to stay connected to yourself, and then we're going to come into the next process. So the next process is going to be a standing process. If you guys stay connected to yourself with this, so when you move, I want you to come to a standing position and change the, you may need to change the angle of your camera, maybe not. Brandon, yours is okay. I'll try my best to demonstrate this one to you guys so you can actually see it. So this one is more of a, I mean, they're all kind of primal. This one especially so, in my opinion. Because what you're going to do in a minute, you're going to be standing upright, obviously. And from there, what you're going to do is you're going to start to stomp, okay? And you're going to stomp, and as you stomp with your right foot, you're then going to hit down with your left arm. Then you're going to switch. It's going to be like this, okay? And as you stomp and hit down, every time you stomp and you hit down, I want you to say me, okay? So the chant is me, 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 me. And it's almost as though you are claiming your space and claiming your ground, okay? And as you chant me, and you chant it as you plant that foot on the ground, and you switch me, 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 you may find you want to increase the speed of this. I want you to increase the speed as though it's like it's going to be a crescendo, okay? Think of me, 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 and then what you might find as you're doing this, as you're really getting to your body, you just want to go in your own rhythm. And that may look like me, me. You may start jumping. You may start whatever it may be, right? Just allow it to go wherever it's going to go. But the chant is me. And I want you to notice how you feel as you're chanting me. Certain memories, certain things may come up. Stay connected to your breath. Stay connected to your body, okay? So what you're going to do is we're going to start by connecting into your body. So have your knees soft. So feet through the balls of your feet again. It's going to generate some tension in your thighs, okay? I want you to take some deep breaths. So have a soft jaw. The soft jaw, Jeff. Good stuff, Reese. So you have a soft jaw. Big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Soft jaw. And when you feel connected and you feel ready in a moment, you're going to bring your hands up to about shoulder height, head height. And then you're going to start to, I want you to stomp with your right foot and stomp with your left and just get into a rhythm. And then as you start to stomp, every time you hit down, me, me, me. So I want you to go right foot, right arm, left foot, left arm. So do them together. Don't do them opposite. Okay. And allow it to go where it wants to go. So. Yep, exactly. So really allow those arms to flow through. Don't be too rigid with it, okay? So, the floor is yours, gents. Please begin. So, breathe. Have your hands facing this way. Start to stomp. Your own rhythm. As you stomp, say me. And then opposite arm goes down. Keep your head up. Keep looking forward. So I want you to hit down. Hit down with your fist. It's not with your elbow. Hit down with your fist. Hit down. Knee. Knee. And notice how you feel. This is you standing your ground. This is you connecting to yourself. This is you claiming your space. Notice your voice. Allow your voice to express the me. Do you feel like you're holding your voice back? Do you feel like you're being meek? Or do you feel like you're really letting it out? Keep breathing. soft jaw. If you're enjoying it, you can smile. Whatever you may want to do, that chant, me, me. If you want to go faster, let it go faster. Let your arms flow, Jeffrey. Let your arms hit down. Arms hit down. Arms hit down. Boom, 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 boom. Good stuff, Jason. If you want to go into a rhythm, you can go into a rhythm. Listen to your body, whatever you want to do with it. Whether you go both arms together, maybe you start jumping, whatever you want to do. Go there, Reese. Keep going. Both hands together. Fill into a crescendo, guys. Get both hands going together. Me. There you go, Reese. Go on, Reese. Good stuff, John. Sit down. So, John, keep breathing. Out, Reese, let it go. Loud with your voice, Reese. Whatever you want to do, guys, however you want to claim your space, Me, I'm here. Me. Whatever you want to shout, whatever you want to say, allow it to flow through you. Whatever the fuck you want to say, whatever it is, say it. Your time, this is your turn. Say it. Get it all out. Whatever it is, doesn't have to make sense at all. Whether you want to shout, whether you want to scream, whether you want to swear, whatever the fuck it is. Soft jaw, breath. Are your voice to be heard or are you self to be felt? Okay, so. Stay connected to yourself. You're going to breathe. Stay standing. Right, we need to feel out in front of you. Put your arms out. We need to feel your boundary. I need to feel around your body. Just feel it a bit. See if you can begin to feel a bit of your boundary. Of this is my fence. This is my space. See if you can just feel for that. Everyone's got a fence there. Everybody's got their own different boundary, okay? And I want you to really feel for that right now, because what we're going to do in a moment is you're going to connect to this boundary, and this boundary could be physical, this boundary could be emotional, this boundary could be spiritual, right? And whenever you feel like this boundary is crossed, that's when you can fall into deer, okay? So in a moment, what we're going to do, you're going to connect to this boundary, and you're going to take a stand for this boundary, and you're going to feel it, and you're going to imagine someone's trying to come across it, and you're going to say no. You're going to tell them no, no, no. And you're going to push back, and you're going to feel your boundary, and using that same energy of me, that same primal power that's inside all of you, you're going to protect and uphold your boundary. Okay? I want you to imagine people that have crossed your boundary in the past. People that you've allowed to walk all over you before. You're going to tell them no. You're going to tell them to back off. You're going to tell them to get away. You're going to tell them whatever the fuck you need to tell them. Okay? So, hands in front. Go for it. Breathe. Connect. Have your knees soft. Have attention to the balls of your feet. Feel the tension in your legs. I want you to imagine this. Start saying no. 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 And you feel around, you see a boundary. Your boundary goes the whole way around your body, the front, the back. If you need to turn around, do it. Whoever comes to mind, whatever you need to tell them, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's Holly, maybe it's somebody, you tell them no. Back off. No, I will not accept this. No, get away. No, you will not. No, you will listen to me. Listen, I am telling you no. Feel that boundary. Feel that strength. Tell these people no, whoever it may be. Tell them whatever you want them to know. This is your space. This is your boundary. Your boundary, John. It's yours. Your ex-wife, whoever it may be, tell them. It's your space. Don't let anybody come into your space. Suffering. Nobody comes into your fence. Nobody comes into your personal space. Not without you letting them know that this is your personal space. Back off. Feel it. Feel it above your head. Feel it down by your legs. Feel it around. Feel your entire personal space. Own it. Claim it. This is yours. Whatever's coming to mind. Jason, make it count, guys. Make it count. Hold firm. Hold firm on your boundary. Hold firm on your no. Own your no. 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 Your wife. Hey, honey, look. It's enough. This is enough for me. I love you, and it's enough. You feeling, John? Yeah? What does that mean? Good, bad, average, energized?
Feeling good, yeah. No, very, very, definitely feeling grounded. So.
What came up for you with the boundaries exercise?
Yeah, I kept thinking about my ex overstepping my boundaries and yeah, that's all that was going through my head. So I'll be able to use this.
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, if you were to choose to tap into this side of you each day, like on a morning, part of your Alpha Rise and Shine, you've only been going through 15 minutes worth of processes. They're very taxing. So they can be very tiring, depending on what comes up for you and what's triggered. But this philosophy incorporates the mind and the body. So typically, as you go through certain poses and exercises within the body, it can trigger certain thoughts and memories that you may not be aware of and or you may have just been suppressing. So you can bring stuff to the surface that you can then process, whether it's with your coach, whether it's journaling, whatever it may be. Okay. And then also the other side to this is the more that you connect to yourself in this way, the idea, imagine if your ex-wife then called you that same day, John, after you've been working in yourself in this way, I imagine your ability to say no to her and uphold your boundary for whatever, in relation to whatever it may be, I imagine it would be far easier for you to do it when you're almost going through like a, I don't want to say visualization because it's not, I don't want to discredit the work you're doing by calling it visualization. But you know what I mean, right? It's a very different place to come from than just coming from your head. I think you're muted, brother.
Definitely. If I dealt with it right now, it would be a lot better. And this is where I need to be when I do deal with her, so I can earn that trust back too from my wife, who thinks I'm weak with her. So I need to do this.
Yeah, I think what we went through last week as well, I think you should revisit that and have a look at that.
I will,
The impression there's some stuff that you've pushed down that you could do with coming to the surface. And last week could be a good way of doing that. So anyone else? Sorry, what are you saying, John?
Oh, I just said I'm going to go through all the three previous to this. So,
okay. If you have any questions as you go through them, let me know. Has anyone else got any things they'd like to share with their experience? Go for it, Brendan.
Yeah, so I incorporated this into my Alpha Rise and Shine after week two. And then at nighttime, I do it for decompression. So I've been really imagining the positive energy going in and negative energy going out and the feelings out too. So I'm clearing all of my feeling space because every feeling creates thousands of thoughts if you don't clear them. And I've been doing that and my clarity is just unreal. And the amount of positive energy that I'm pushing out, so many things are happening to me. It's insane. Like I couldn't be in Iceland because I have a $150,000 bond because of that stupid incident with my wife in June. And that's probably getting settled in the next 2 days. And I needed money and like money's flowing to me because I'm sending out the positive because I got rid of all that trash I was carrying around for years, and that's pretty powerful. And like today was just happy. There was even the boundary, like I'm setting the boundaries with my wife because like I don't know whether we're gonna make it or not, but I'm okay either way. But if we're getting back together, I'm setting the boundary. She's bucking and I'm like, well, I don't care, I just walk away. And it's super awesome because I don't get mad and she used to know how to trigger me. But I realize that shit tests are just weaknesses in me and not her, and I'm leading. If she wants to lead, she can. If not, good riddance. I'll find someone who wants to.
Good for you. Good for you. Anyone else?
You know, the no exercise for me was pretty cool, and it goes along with what John said, because literally near the end of it, you know, and I was visualizing all the people, you know, saying no to and really standing firm in my boundaries. But near the end, I mean, after saying it, I don't know how many times, dude, just as a whole new sense of confidence and a grounded place where I felt the confidence in saying that without what always my concern was, oh, what's the other person going to feel? And, you know, I need to be, you know, you don't want to be an asshole, but, you know, just having the confidence in saying that no and maintaining your boundaries. It was from a completely different place than where it normally comes from, if that makes sense.
Makes complete sense. Complete sense.
It was like, awesome. Just like a strength, you know. I was just like, fuck yeah, you know, then fuck no.
It's incredible, isn't it? When you're able to communicate in that way, from that place, it's just such a sense of firmness and seriousness as well. It's like, whoa, I feel the no. Oh, shit. This is that. I'm going to back up. I don't want to cross this line. Awesome. Happy for you, brother. Yeah, Dan. Get your reps in with this. Really get your reps in with it, would be my advice. What's coming up for you, Reese?
Yeah, I think similar to Jason, just like felt the masculinity, the power to say, you know, to say no and to own it. Yeah.
Anything else come up for you during those exercises?
I think the biggest thing is at one point I was saying, you will respect me, basically, I guess. I know in some ways my wife respects me, but in some ways she thinks, I think that's the biggest thing missing for me is the masculine piece, like that I haven't in certain situations stood up for her the way she thinks I should have, or I really should have. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, respect is an interesting one, right? People respect what people stand for. So if you don't typically stand for something, because you allow yourself to waver and you don't say no or whatever it may be, I didn't write. Just meaning mechanism about you, brother. Then it makes it harder for somebody to then respect that person because, well, what do I want to respect about them? Like,
yeah.
You know, so.
She's never said she doesn't respect me. It's just the feeling I get, right? So.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be that you're not respecting yourself as well. And if you know that you're not respecting yourself because you're saying yes to things that are really a no, then it's easy to feel like, well, hang on a minute, if I'm not respecting myself, then how can I expect other people to respect me? Surely they can't respect me either.
Yeah.
Or there must be a lack of respect. So how are you going to use this, Reese?
I think it's similar to Brandon. I think I need to incorporate both my rise and shine and decompression. I mean, it'll be big for me, I think.
So. Awesome. Yeah, go back and watch the other ones as well.
I will.
Yeah, for sure. Would anyone else like to share?
You know what? I just started writing down, you know, the no boundaries exercise, and as I was writing, I came back on where I normally come from, that no response. And my no is usually more defensive or reactionary, where this was from a place of strength and like being on the offensive. So it's just, I know we're taping this and I wasn't as clear as I wanted to be. And like I said, when I started writing it out, I was like, oh, fuck, that's it, man. It's I normally feel like I'm more on the defensive when I'm like, no, fucking knock it off, as opposed to the just going out and fuck no, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow it. Here's my boundary from a place of strength. So.
I love it. He fired up with it. Yeah. It's great. I love the, you know, you're clearly excited about the possibilities for you with this. It sounds like you've had a big realization, which is huge.
That's why I love, you know, I don't miss these classes ever. Every Tuesday, every Thursday. I mean, I always get some little nugget, and that was one that cleared up a lot for me. It's just a different feeling. So I'm going to tap into that more. And it's great, you know, having this tool, you know.
I think you hit the nail on the head, right? At the beginning, I was trying to describe for you guys grounded masculinity. And it's hard to put into words because it's an experience, right? You being grounded in your masculinity is something you must feel, and it's going to be different for all of you. I think you wrapped it up really well there, Jason, by saying, my no just feels different. It feels calmer. It feels more confident. It feels firmer versus it feeling reactionary. And that's it. You know, when you can be grounded in your masculinity, connected, because you're connected to your no, right? You felt your no. Like, oh, yeah, no. I can feel it. Oof. When you feel it, others feel it too. Versus it coming from your head and it just, you don't really feel it, and, you know, neither do others. So I love it. Well done.
I like to do it and then walk away. I like to do it and walk away so they can't have an emotional response to try to trigger it. So I'm like, no, okay, have a nice day.
What about you, Jeffrey? Anything you want to share?
It got pretty intense.
Yeah.
About halfway through it or so, I had my wife next to me and her affair partner on the outside. And then towards the end of it, she actually got out of the circle and was on the outside too.
Wow.
Wrap your head around that.
Fantastic. So, how did that feel?
Confusing.
Okay.
I mean, there's a confidence in it for sure. And the strength that comes from it, from the actions and, like deeper decision, I guess, is the best way I can describe it. It's pretty real.
Yeah, this was powerful when you tap into certain things that you didn't realize you may have been burying, like emotionally, and then combine. It's almost like reliving certain experiences in a different way. You combine that with a bodily expression. It's powerful. So I always give the guys advice after these sessions to make sure they take some time to journal. A lot comes up. So be it immediately after, be it tonight, tomorrow. You know, there's stuff to process, and by all means, lean on the people around you, be it your men, your coach. If you have any questions for me, happy to answer them, because this work is designed to bring things up that you may not have realized were there, or that you may not have dealt with. You're back. Yeah. I just say, make sure you go easy on yourself. Give yourself some compassion and some care. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking?
Yeah.
About bouncing this whole experience off Mark Smith.
What was that?
So just kind of bouncing this whole experience off of Mark Smith and see what his take maybe is on it, or
great idea.
Yeah. Try to get a little bit of an explanation. You know, I mean, I understand the one side of it with their friend partner, but then slowly pushing my wife out the other side. Raises maybe a couple of questions, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I think it'd be great for you to dive into it. You know, maybe part of it is you refuse to accept her actions.
Well, that's not maybe. That's pretty true.
Yeah. And does she know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe it's you distancing yourself from those actions or from, you know, whatever. There's, I think it's smart to dive into it because it's a longer conversation for sure.
Right. There's some deep work that needs to get done with that deal.
What's that?
Is that there's some deep work that needs to be done with that whole situation. Yeah,
there is. I'm happy for you. Again, it sounds like a realization.
Hey, Jeff, have you been to a reset yet?
I think it's scheduled in January, and then.
Thank God, you need to get to one, brother. It'll be a game changer for you, I promise.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for you because I went through it not too long ago, and everything you're saying right now will get flushed out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
first three,
it.
Do the excited. First 3 weeks too. Do the first What's three that? Weeks. Do the first 3 weeks if you haven't done them of this. I'm a different person than I was 3 weeks ago. I went to a reset. This was just kind of the next step for me. I'm freaking soaring because of this.
Thanks, man. I need to find out where the recordings are. I'm not sure where Fine was yet. I just joined the Brotherhood. My first pack meeting was last week. So I'm a little green.
Hit me up, man. Hit me up. I'll walk you through it, dude. That's a common thing that happens in the beginning. Just hit me up. I'll walk you through it.
Thanks, man.
This, Mark, I need you to.
Is that Mark?
Yeah, I think it was Mark.
Yeah, I'm here, guys. I was watching the whole exercise, and it really hit me. But I need to figure out where to find the first three so I can go back through them. Okay. I can't believe how many people I just told no to.
Yeah, if you go into Workplace in the Brotherhood and in the search bar at the top, type in grounded masculinity, and they should come up. And obviously, you know, Brandon could help too if he's so willing. But you should find them if you do that.
Type them in the way you said?
In the search bar in Workplace in the Brotherhood
channel. Oh, yeah. Okay, grounded masculinity?
Grounded masculinity, yeah.
Perfect, thank you.
Fantastic. Anything else anyone wants to share before we jump off? No? Fantastic. So hopefully you guys can see the difference. Like when we spoke at the beginning about you guys having all the tools and knowing what to say in a shit test versus knowing where to come from. Two different things. Like where you guys come from, the energy in the space that you choose to come from and operate in and live in, game changer. You guys are playing a different game if and when you choose to cultivate this kind of connection to yourself. It's just a different game. And it's, you know, you kind of become like Neo in the Matrix, dodging the bullet, you know, effortless. It's just about getting the reps in.
You guys are creating a monster here.
Yeah, I'm getting that sense. I'm excited for you guys. Incredible. All right, guys, take some time to journal, like I've said. Things will come up for you guys today, tomorrow. Lean on each other. Reach out to your coaches. If you have any questions for me, by all means, send me a message. I may be slow to respond. I'm in Iceland, as you guys know. But either way, I applaud you for being here. I applaud you for doing the work. This work is not easy work at all, in my opinion. I think it's much harder than just sitting through a theory-based course. Now, you guys getting into your body and going there can be exhausting. And you're showing up and you're doing it and you're doing the work. It's incredible. So well done. Kudos to you guys. Fantastic. All right, guys. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Going to fuck the world.